Home care, how can I help you?
Yes, hi. I'm asking a couple questions. My name is
Sure.
Alexander. I do have a daughter that's got Angelman syndrome, down to a wheelchair, and she's got chronic pressure. I've been taking care of her all my life. And how do I go by getting paid?
Sure. So you said you have a parent in a wheelchair?
Yeah, I got a daughter. My
oh,
daughter.
Okay.
She's 21.
Oh,
yeah,
21? Okay, sure.
That's my life. That's my life.
Oh.
And I'm a voice in her legs for the rest of her life, and I'm good with that, and always been. So.
Wow, yeah, you could definitely get paid. Does she have Medicaid?
Yeah, she's got Medicaid, but they tried to, took her off, so I'm going to fight it tomorrow, because the simple fact is when I filled out, I lost my job. The simple fact is I wanted to do this for her. Right? Not me, I've been working nights all my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to do this with her because I don't want to lose no more time of my life or hers. So they gave me unemployment, but I didn't know they were going to give it to me. So I signed up for the assistant program, the assistant food stamp, just to I can do the home care. And I found out today that they took her off, but I reinstated. And the lady said, yeah, she's okay.
I can pull up her Medicaid information so we can go through that and see if she's eligible. But if she fell off, then we're going to help you get her on Medicaid and get her approved for the program.
Yeah,
because
she's got to go see her Dex hospital next week at CHOP. I mean, she still goes to CHOP, I think, until she's 22. I'm not sure about that. But,
Okay, sure. Yeah. Give me a minute. I'm going to pull everything up. Hold on.
Okay.
And what is your name?
My name is Alexander Acevedo. A-C-E, V as in Victor, E-D-O.
Okay, got it.
Just wondering, how can I go about, doing this, getting help, and that we both are insured,
Sure, sure. We're definitely going to help you with that. Sure, don't worry. Give me just a moment.
That's my life. That's my baby. I'm going to go with that with her.
Right.
So. I just broke my heart when I said they didn't have no insurance. Like she didn't have no insurance. So I did everything correctly, and I responded to all their questions because they approved me of, of unemployment.
Oh.
So I didn't know nothing. I don't know nothing about this. I mean, I'm trying to take charge of everything. So.
Okay, so what is her name, your daughter's name?
Chloe Daisy
what is it?
Acevedo. Chloe Daisy.
Can you spell it for me?
Yes, C-H. L-O-E.
Is her first name?
Yes.
Okay.
And her middle name is Daisy. Oh, Acevedo. A-C-E. V as in Victor, E-D-O.
And the middle name you said is D as in David?
No, Daisy. Yes, Daisy.
Okay. And what is her date of birth?
Like the flower Daisy. What is it?
Her date of birth?
Oh, yeah. November 16th, 2004.
Yeah, I got her information pulled up. It looks like her Medicaid is active, so don't worry about that.
So it's active.
And,
okay.
Yeah, and she's with Keystone First, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, sure. We could definitely help you. Hold on. So I'm just going to take all her information, and then I'm going to go ahead and transfer you over to our intake coordinator, and she's going to guide you step by step. She's going to get you approved for the home care program, so you can start working for your daughter as soon as possible. We're going to try to
expedite. So I can take care of her.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
And get paid per hour.
Okay, thank
sure.
you.
No problem.
Okay.
Give me just a minute. Hold on.
This is my calling. I've been working at a chemical plant.
Oh.
For a long time, and this is my call. Okay, it's always happened.
And does your
daughter
have
a lot of ads
that I can put out?
Oh, no, she doesn't. She doesn't walk or talk.
Oh, she doesn't walk or talk. Okay. So
yeah, she's not in a wheelchair. She's got Angelman syndrome.
Oh,
sorry
about that. So should I put your phone number as the point of contact?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So I have 610-983-7540, right?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. And you said what should be, like, what type of help does she need? So I'm going to put patient is wheelchair bound.
She's wheelchair bound. She's 21. She looks like she's, like 5 or 6. And her mindset is like 8 months, 9 months.
Okay. Anything recently happened that she's wheelchair bound, or was she always?
No, she was born like that, Angelman syndrome.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, she has Angelman syndrome. So, you know what I mean? She had chronic epilepsy. You know what I mean? I've been her voice and her legs for all her life, you know?
Wow, that's not easy.
No. That's between me and God. That's between me and God.
Right.
You know, and that's my life. That's my baby. Hey,
mm-hmm.
I'm here to do something. You know what I mean? It's funny. I mean, promised my mom, you know, I'm going to take care of her. So I've been, everybody knows I changed my life for her. It's my, I mean, I'm a going bed. I'm there with her appointments. I'm just scared that she may not have insurance. And I like to do something like me and her can have a little time. You know what I mean, hey,
mm-hmm.
work getting paid, go to somewhere vacation. She ain't never been, but she can't be in the hot because of epilepsy. But
yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Hey. So. But you got to love them. You got to love them.
Wow. So you're having a very good attitude.
Yeah, you got to love them because they're, you know what I mean? In their little minds, you don't know what they're thinking, but they're so angels. You know what I mean? You know, it's always, she's always smiling.
Wow.
So why do I have to be miserable?
Wow.
Yeah, why do I have to be miserable?
Right.
You know? So
absolutely.
That's my baby. Hey.
You're so, taking a good choice.
Yeah. Yes, yes. I just want to make sure that I'm doing the right thing, you know what I mean? Because I'm the one takes her a bath, you know what I mean, does everything for her.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. There's nothing like a parent, so you're definitely doing right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What is your address?
My address is 15 West 6th Avenue.
West 6th Avenue?
Yes.
And what's the zip code?
19320.
Okay. And do you know which county that is in?
Oh, this is in Chester County.
Chester. Okay, sure.
And say not, you know what I mean, stick with this agency, you know what I mean, and does she still get Medicaid? Like,
she can still get Medicaid as well, yeah.
Okay.
Sure. And are there any minors present in your home or just you and her?
No, just me, my spouse,
mm-hmm.
And my son. He's 23, but he's looking for a place. So, yeah,
okay.
He works.
All
yeah,
right.
He works all day.
Uh-huh. So, okay. And your name is Alex?
Yeah, Alexander. Well, Alex, yeah. Everybody calls me Alex.
Vito. Okay. And your father? All right. And then your phone number.
But she does get SSI.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Perfect. All right. Great. So I got all the information. Let me just do like a jot everything down in short. So give me just a half a minute, and then I'm going to see if the intake coordinator is available for your call.
Say no more. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you. Thanks for your patience. I'm almost done, okay?
Oh, no problem. Do your thing.
Thank you. All right, so let me just see if someone can take your call. Give me just a minute.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, Shira is available to take your call. So I'm going to go ahead and transfer you, and we'll be in touch, okay? Hopefully you're going to be able to start working soon and get paid, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great day. No problem.
You too.
Just a second. Okay, I'll go ahead and transfer you. Have a good day.
Hey, you too. Have a blessed one.
Thank you.